Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning. And welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning. It's a gorgeous day. We're broadcasting live today, our last live broadcast of the season. We are at Spillane Nursery on Route 18 in Middleborough. And Route 18 is really easy to get to. It's off of Route 24 or 495 and about a 15-minute ride from, like, Braintree. Maybe a little bit longer from Cape Cod, but near Fall River, New Bedford. So come on by and say hello. And if you have any problems, bring me a piece of the problem so I can see what it is. You know, if it's a leaf that's being chewed, or maybe you actually have the insect itself or the fungus, a weed in your lawn, bring it down. I'm here until 2 o'clock, and we'll work together to solve your problems. Don, who's up first this hour?
Up first, this is Diane from Carver, Massachusetts, who has a question about a basement.
Diane, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I enjoy your show terrifically. What I'm calling about, a while back you said that you spray Captan in your basement to keep the mildew and mold down. And I didn't know the formula for using it, what the ratio was.
Okay, what you want to do is it's 5 teaspoons of Captan, and it's spelled C-A-P-T-A-N, Captan. And my wife has really bad allergies to mold and mildew to a point where she was getting shots every single week, 52 weeks a year. Well, the doctor told me, spray Captan in your basement. We do it twice a year, and she no longer has a problem with mold and mildew. So what you do is this. Have a pump can that you can build pressure with. I put, it takes roughly a gallon to do the average basement because you're not soaking it. You're just putting a nice mist on the walls. So what I do is I opened up all the windows. I open up the cellar doors, the bulkhead doors. I get 2 fans in the basement, but I don't turn them on. The fans will circulate the air to help the product dry faster. So mix your 5 teaspoons per gallon with a gallon, and I use warm water. It dissolves the powder faster and easier. Then I put a light mist on the walls all the way around the basement, and then I put a light mist on the floor. Now, wear a white paper mask. You can buy that at any drugstore, just so that you're not breathing the mist that's coming out of your sprayer. Work your way out. Leave the basement door open that goes outside your windows. And then I turn on the fans to help circulate the air. Within an hour, it's pretty much dried out. I turn off the fans, and the Captan will kill the mold and mildew, and it will make the basement smell better. So try it. You'll like it. And believe me, it does work. Don, who's next?
Up next, we have Lenny from Cape Cod, who has a question about moss.
Lenny, good morning.
Hi, Paul.
Hi.
I have a question about moss. I have a bed that is planted with shrubs, knockout roses, and a couple of pear trees. It was planted about 3 years ago, and now I'm starting to see moss in this bed. They're just little spots of moss, and I'm wondering how to take care of it and prevent it from spreading.
Okay. What I would do, first of all, is I would take a cultivator, cultivate the ground to try and break up these little spots of moss that are developing. And in the cultivating process, some of the plants will be flipped over upside down. The soil will be softened, and the roots of the moss will dry out. So that will help to kill what's there. Second step is lime the soil. If the soil is beginning to make moss, it's a sign that in time, it's going to slow down the growth of your plants in that garden, and it will cut back on the ability to make flowers on your roses and your other plants. Your soil is getting to a point where it's too acidic. An acid soil, except for blueberries, are not preferred by plants. So add some lime. A 50-pound bag of powdered lime will treat 500 to 1,000 square feet. And because you're getting visible moss, put it in your spreader. Open it up all the way and let it pour out until the ground is white. That's how you know you've put enough. And that will be 5 pounds for 500 square feet when your drop spreader is fully open. And that will help, okay? Now, if the moss returns in the spring, you're going to realign, and you can buy a moss killer that you put down with a spreader. And Scotts makes it, Jonathan Green, and there's a company called Amdrol. They have a powdered granular product that will kill moss. You wet the moss, apply the product, it sticks to the foliage and burns it and kills the plant. Thank you, Lenny. We appreciate the phone call. John, who's next?
Up next, this is Mike from Massachusetts, who has a question about grass seed.
Mike, good morning. Hi, Mike. How can we help you out this morning?
Well, hello, Paul. Thanks for taking my call. I planted grass seed. Can I use the name brand?
Sure.
Scotts?
Yeah.
Best grass seed they have. I planted grass seed back in September, second week in September. I have two trees inside of my lawn, house, and I've been trying to get this grass to grow in that area for a couple of years. And, you know, it's just patches. You know, I get grass over there grown, and it's just patches. There's no grass. So I got some loam, some nice green loam, beautiful loam, put down the loam in the patches, and then I put down the seed. I put down starter fertilizer, and I put just a little bit of loom over the seed so the birds wouldn't eat the seed, and I watered it every day when it was hot. And I'm still watering now, like every couple days. And just a little grass comes up, a little tiny bit, but it's not coming up. I can't figure out, should I change my grass seed to a better grass seed, if there's better grass seed out there?
No, it should come up. Now, for grass seed to grow, you need to make sure that that soil stays wet all the time. So it's not watering, you know, a couple times a week. You need to water that area where you've planted grass seed, and it doesn't matter whose it is, every single day. If the soil dries out, then a tiny root that's coming out of the seed is going to dry out also. Now, depending on what the blend is, rye grasses will come up in 7 to 10 days. Fescue, which is a narrow blade grass, will come up in 10 to 14 days. And bluegrass will take 2 to 3 weeks to germinate. So right now, you are at a critical point in all these grasses germinating and growing. So you have to water every single day. I mean, we just had a good rain on Friday. Yesterday, it was relatively cool, and a lot of that water did not evaporate. Today, the ground probably is still wet, but you need to water and keep the seed itself moist at all times. So I guarantee you, if you start watering it every day, it doesn't have to be long, 20 minutes, a half an hour, but keep the soil very wet. It will germinate, and between now and Thanksgiving, you will have a good-looking lawn.
When it comes to lawn care, most people think that fall is shut it down, close it up, and pack it in season. But actually, the opposite is true. Hi, I'm Ashton Ritchie of the Scotts Company. The fact is, just about anything you do for your lawn right now will do more good than at any other time of the year. Fall is the best time to feed and the best time to seed. That's because fall is when conditions are perfect for root growth, the foundation your lawn needs for the entire year. Feed your lawn now with Scott's Winter Guard fertilizer, and you'll strengthen your lawn from the roots up. Seed your lawn now with Scott's Pure Premium Grass Seed, and you'll give the new grass its very best chance at establishing healthy roots. So, put down Scott's Winter Guard and Scott's Pure Premium Grass Seed this weekend. You'll be glad you did all next year. Find out more at Scotts.com.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway small critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway dormant cat repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof Anti-Desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233. For the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin position strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at herbalhealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at herbalhealer.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are at Spillane's Nursery on Route 18 in Middleborough, off of Route 24, off of Route 495, on Route 18. Come on by and say hello. It's their fall open house, having some clearances on shrubs and trees. Just got in some beautiful, and I mean gorgeous, blue spruce they call shiners, and they are beautiful. They also have some dwarf blue spruce called Fat Albert, and they're not a miniature, they're a dwarf. I have one at my house that's been in for about 10 years, and it's only about maybe 10, 12 feet tall, and it's almost fully grown. So if you look for something different, and fertilizer, every Scott's fertilizer product that they have is half. So they have step one, step two, three, four. They have Turf Builder plus two, some crabgrass killer. Everything is half off. So you may not need the weed and feed until next year, but it's half off. It's not going to go bad. You put it in your tool shed, and when spring comes, you're ready to go. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Norma from Massachusetts, who has a question about petunias.
Good morning, Norma. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Oh, good morning, Paul. My question is, it concerns cascade petunias. I've admired them in other people's window boxes, so I thought this year that I would try them in my 8-foot-long south-facing window box in the front of my house. I have an awning over it too. Well, I planted them, and there were some blossoms initially, but then they didn't blossom all summer long. Plenty of green leaves, but no blossoms. I was very disappointed. I don't know if it was the weather or something I did or didn't do, or I just shouldn't plant them there. Any thoughts?
Okay. So they get sun all day, right?
They are partially shaded because there is an awning.
Okay. So the awning is giving them shade.
Yes. At one end doesn't get as much shade as the rest, but they are shaded, yes.
Yeah. See, petunias really need to have direct sun on them to make the flower. But if the awnings are permanent and they cover the foliage with shade for more than half the day, then that is the reason why they didn't bloom. Because normally, petunias, once they start, they will bloom nonstop right up until frost when the cold weather kills the plant. Now, all of your annuals need to be fed on a regular basis. And there's a couple ways that you can feed them. I like Osmocote. Osmocote is a pellet. Looks like a little BB. And when I'm done planting, every container that I have, I apply Osmocote in the container. And every time it rains or you water, fertilizer will bleed out of this little pellet, and that plant is fed for the next 4 to 6 months. So the more you water, the more it gets fed. I also side dress my containers. I've been using this year the new liquid Miracle-Gro, and that's worked very well. So I try different products in different areas. My vegetable garden is totally organic. My perennials are a combination of liquid feed and organic products. And then I try and judge from there, because I want to be able to tell you the difference between the various companies. So I test a lot of products, and that way I feel confident on telling you that it really does work. But I think you have to go back to either impatiens, fibrous or tuberous begonias, coleus, lobelia with beautiful blue cascading flowers. But ask your nursery for suggestions for plants. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget. This fall, after you put all your gardening equipment, patio furniture, power tools away for the winter in the tool shed, place a package or two of Mouse Magic into your shed to keep the rodents out. Mouse Magic is an all-natural and contains essential oil. Mouse Magic contains no poisons, keeping your pet safe from accidental poisoning. Mouse Magic triggers a behavioral change in the rodents to avoid and escape the building. Also great for campers. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide Lawn and Garden. Mouse Magic.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Soon we'll be shutting our doors and windows, shutting out fresh air for months. Did you know you're also keeping in allergens, bacteria, and germs that cause colds and flu? What if there was a low-cost way of blanketing your home with clean air? There is. Introducing the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier. It utilizes new patent-pending nanotechnology, producing a blanket of oxidizers that cleans the air and sanitizes the surfaces. Imagine not spreading the cold or flu bug to everyone around you. AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier. Purifiers are made in the USA, come with a 3-year warranty, have no filters to replace, no grids to clean, and require no maintenance for 3 years. Try the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier risk-free for 30 days. GCN listeners, get $100 off when you order at BreatheBetterAir.com or call 806-477-0322. That's 806-477-0322. And get the best air purifier for the best price at BreatheBetterAir.com.
You're listening to America Now on the Genesis Communications Network. Join us each Saturday evening at 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern, for 4 hours of refreshing yet provocative discussion. You can also join us online anytime at AmericaNow.com. That's AmericaNow.com. America Now, a voice of hope for a troubled world.
You're listening to America Now on the Genesis Communications Network. Please join us next Saturday when our very special guest will be Dr. Dan Junker. You can also join us online anytime at AmericaNow.com. That's AmericaNow.com. America Now, a voice of hope for a troubled world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning. It's a beautiful morning, a great fall day, a good day to go in and do a little bit of leaf peeping. Look at the yellows, the reds, the oranges, the golds. It really is pretty. We are in Middleborough, Massachusetts, at Spillane's Nursery. I'm here until 2. So if you get a chance, come on by and say hello. Bring your weeds, bring your bugs. And we'll try and identify them for you. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Sharon from Merrimack, New Hampshire, who has a question about a potted dahlia.
Good morning, Sharon. Good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. It's so nice because we finally have some sun in New Hampshire this morning. I had one question, but my husband on his way out the door said, ask him quick if it's too late to put down the grub control. That's his question. And my question is, one of my students gave me a beautiful pot of dahlias. I love dahlias. And I wondered, can I winter that? I never took them out of the pot. They stayed potted all summer. Can I winter those over?
Yep. Dahlias are a wonderful bulb. And they, for me, I've always had much better luck overwintering them in the pot. So, for now, leave them outside, enjoy the beautiful flowers. If they call for a frost, bring them in so that the frost doesn't kill them back just yet, because those dahlias are full, they're probably full of buds, and you want those to open. So when the air temperature outside really gets cold, bring them in the house, put them in a nice sunny window, and I would keep them alive for another month anyways. A month from now, when the plant, because of the length of the day, stops blooming, you have two things that you can do. You can put it outside, have the frost hit the plant, which will knock it into dormancy, or You can just take the plant, put it in your basement where temperature's around 50, and leave them in the basement for the winter. When the leaves all turn brown, cut it right to the soil level. So all you have is a pot with the bulb surrounded by soil, and all of the roots are going to be intact. And you just leave them on the floor for the entire winter. Next year, in, I would say like April 1st, bring the pot upstairs, give it a good drink with water and a liquid food like Miracle-Gro, and put it in a sunny window where it's going to be nice and warm. The bulb will wake up, it will send out new shoots, and the plant will come right back to life. I have a lot of different potted bulbs. My wife loves calla lilies, and I overwinter my calla lilies right in the pot. And all I do is when the frost hits them, I cut them flush to the bottom of the, to the top of the soil, put them in the basement, no water, nothing, all winter, but cold on the cement floor in the basement. And then I bring those, I bring in early. So I'll bring those up in March. You can start the dahlia in March also. And it's very, very easy to do. So, and as far as grubs, Grubex, which is very good, is a long-term insect killer. And at this time of the year, Grubex will not do the job for you. Okay? Because it's too slow-acting. You need to go to something else. And the only product that will really work for you is something called Dylox. D-Y-L-O-X. Dylox, you apply it, you put your sprinkler on to change it from a powder to a liquid. The liquid will move down into the roots where the grubs are, and it will kill them. So this time of the year, only product that you can use is Dylox, D-Y-L-O-X. And if you have Grubex left over, do not apply it now. Wait until May, and that will kill anything that the Dylox did not kill this fall. Thank you. Don, who's next?
Up next, this is Paul from Massachusetts, who has a question about holly.
Paul,
hi, Paul. How are you?
I'm great, Paul. Long-time listener, and I owe all my gardening that is there now to you because I've been listening
Thank
for a long time. I just
Thank
wanted
you.
To ask you about holly bushes. I planted two holly bushes, I'd say about 3-4 months ago. And I got them from a gardening center, and actually a distributor of the gardening center that you know well. But anyway, one of them is doing quite well, and it has plenty of berries on it. And the other one, which is about, I'd say about 20 feet away from my on it, is not. It, I mean, it's doing well, but it has no berries on it. I do have a male plant that is in the back of my property, and so it should be fertilizing.
Pollinated.
All right, thank you very much. And
yeah.
the kind is Blue Princess Holly.
And these were planted this spring?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I would not be concerned about berries at this point. I think what probably happened is when they dig a plant from the nursery, it shocks the plant temporarily because now you have a big top with all kinds of leaves and a much smaller than normal root. you plant it, the roots begin to form, and as the roots develop and the plant becomes established in its new home, which is your yard, then the top will respond and give you foliage, flowers, and eventually berries. So it could be that maybe the root ball wasn't quite big enough. Sometimes they dig more to the right of the plant and less on the left, and so that your root ball is uneven. It could be a lot of things. So as long as the plant looks healthy, it's green, it's retained its foliage, it's got nice color, don't be concerned about it. In the spring, they should bloom, and this is what I want you to do. Your male is in the backyard, your female is in the front yard. So this is what's going to happen. The sun is going to come out. It's going to wake up the female. They're going to make flowers. And the female is going to say to Mother Nature, I'm ready. Let's get this pollination underway. The male is in the back of the house. And maybe the male is in the shade. Because it's in the shade, it's not developing the flowers fast enough. So the male will not be ready to move the pollen. So what I want you to do is look to see on the tips of the branches clusters of flower buds. I want you to cut a piece of your male holly about 3 inches long. Take a little, like an aspirin bottle. Fill it full of water. Cut a hole in the cap. And put the stem in the bottle. So that you have a vase of water to support the cutting with the male flowers. And then take some duct tape and stick the vase of male flowers and leaves to the female plant. The sun will wake up the male flowers as well as the female flowers. Now the bees can do the pollination a lot better because the male flowers are in the female plant. And that will give you many, many more flowers. Okay? So you give that a try. I know it's going to help you. But don't be concerned. The plant is working on becoming established. Number one goal. Number two will be in the spring, and that time you'll have balanced fruit, flowers, and green leaves on both plants. Thank you. Dawn, who's next?
Up next, this is Holly from Maine, who would like to talk about slugs.
What a coincidence. We just talked about a holly plant. Now we have a gardener named Holly. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
How are you today? Good.
Oh, I'm good. Doing very well, thanks. I'm calling to ask about the slug problem.
And the slugs are where?
Well, the property's in Arundel, so you know it well. And yep. There are a lot of vernal ponds, so when it rains, we get a lot of slugs, and they're even killing the digitalis, the foxgloves. They get up into the flowers and kill the plants. And I wasn't wondering if there was something we could do now or in the spring that might reduce the slug population.
Okay.
Or drive them away.
Yeah. There's not too much that would. Yeah. The best product that I have found is a product made by Monterey Lawn and Garden, and the product is called Slug Go. And it's spelled just like it sounds. S-L-U-G S-L-U-G-G-O, Slug Go. And the new active ingredients on slug killers are wonderful. 5 years ago, the active ingredient was formaldehyde. Wicked, wicked poisonous. If you had a cat or a dog or even a little kid that was in the garden and you found these pellets, little kids will pick up anything. So the new products that the Sluggo makes is iron phosphate, which is organic. It's a naturally occurring product. And it's very similar to the iron that's found in the multiple vitamin. That's how safe it is. And what Monterey Lawn and Garden has done this year, they have produced a product called Sluggo Plus. And this is something that you should get. They've added spinosad to it. And boy, does it work. Now, being that you live in Arundel, go to the Agway store. Vermont Transplant, they have it in stock. I shop there regularly, so I can send you there. Thank you.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
Let me tell you about Vacation, an all-natural, anti-drought, liquid plant treatment perfectly suited to take care of your plants while you are away. Mix Vacation with water and apply to your plants as a normal watering. Your plants will remain in a state of drought resistance for up to 2 weeks as long as they are not watered. Safe and non-toxic for people and pets. Vacation works great as a plant sitter while you're away on vacation. So keep your plants healthy while you're on vacation. With Vacation.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. The new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
After you work hard and long to make your yard look great, don't let wild animals destroy all you did during the fall and winter months. This year, use Repelzol from Bonide Lawn and Garden. One application will last for up to 2 months. Repelzol protects your plants from damage with its unique triple repellent power of touch, taste, and smell. Repelzol is the most comprehensive animal repellent on the market today and has a satisfaction guarantee or your money back. That's Repelzol.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Dawn, who's up next?
This is Rudy from New Hampshire, who has a question about blueberries.
Rudy, good morning.
Hi, Paul. How you doing?
Good, and yourself?
Good, good. I have a couple of questions. One on a Wigelia bush that I moved about 7 or 8 years ago from the front of the house to the back of the house where it gets a lot more sun. It looked pretty bad for a little while. Then it came back, and it's doing pretty good, but it's not flowering at all.
Okay. When did you transplant it?
At what time of year?
Yeah. Was it lately or?
No, this was about 8 years ago.
Oh, and it hasn't bloomed in 8 years?
It hasn't bloomed since I transplanted it. I keep hoping every year it's going to do it, the leaves come out. It looks pretty good, but nothing has happened. I haven't fed it or anything. What should I do with it?
Yeah, I would definitely feed it, and I would feed it now. On spring flowering plants, they make the flowers during the summer for the following spring. So, you know, feeding it now will eventually help it, but it's not going to help it to make too many flowers right now. So what I would do is get a fertilizer called Plant Tone. And most garden centers sell it and use it at half the recommended rate now. And then in May, regular rate on them. And that should help it. But before you apply the fertilizer in the spring, this is what I want you to do. I want you to take a shovel and measure about 18 inches away from the clump of the branches. Jump on the shovel and cut in the ground a circle where you are cutting all of the roots that are there. Push forward on the handle of the shovel, pull it back to kind of open up a little trench, okay? And then sprinkle the Plant Tone fertilizer in the trench and then fill it in. And the combination of the root pruning and the fertilizer should help it to bloom maybe in the late summer, but definitely next year. You've got to shock it into blooming and feed it to help it to give you the flower buds that you want. Thank you, Paul. Don, I think we can get one more in.
Agreed, Paul. How about John from Providence, Rhode Island, who has a question about blooms?
John, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Hi.
Forsythias. Hello?
Yes.
Forsythias. I have a very large, it's probably about 50 years old, and every year it produces less and less blossoms, where this past spring there's only a couple of blossoms all the way to the left, you know, and that was it. Now, at the beginning of the season, I drew a bucket of 15-30-15 under it, but it didn't do any good. In the middle of the season, I drew another bucket on there. Now I've been noticing, and I haven't trimmed it at all. I just let it, the branches are flopping all over the place. It's a real mess. But I've noticed that where the leaves are coming out of each branch, there's a little stud on either side. Now, is that going to be the flowers for next year? Are these the buds?
Those should be flower buds for next year.
Okay.
So it's possible that the variety that you have, if we have a harsh winter, the buds actually dry out. So what I'd like to have you do is to buy a product called Wilt Proof or Wilt Stop. And when all the leaves come off, spray all of those stems with the Wilt Proof, and that will coat the buds so that they don't dry out. Now, to see if those are actually buds, after Christmas, cut some of the tips about 3 feet long of these really long, long branches, put them in a vase, a tall vase, with warm water on your kitchen table, and within 2 weeks, if those are buds, they're going to turn yellow. If they're leaf buds, it will start to make leaves. And if this is a situation, in the spring, cut the plant back in half. Walk up to the plant. I'm doing this for your own good. That will force a lot of new growth that will contain flower buds, but feed it in the spring. Have a great week, everybody. Thank you for listening to the Paul Parent Garden Club. And Dawn, thanks for your help. Bye-bye now.